Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
You're in the right spot because we've got a great podcast today. We're going to go over some legends of the game. Names like Franco Harris, Ed Reed, Stan Keck, and legendary coach Tom Landry right after this. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello again, my football friends, and welcome to the Pigskin Dispatch Daily History Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hayes, and we are going to go through all the events in history of football for the date of September 11th. Let's get right at it. September 11th, 1983, Franco Harris becomes the third player in NFL history to rush for over 11,000 career yards. Harris is 118 yards in the Pittsburgh Steelers' 25-21 victory over the Green Bay Packers, put him over the distinctive yardage mark. Let's shift gears and remember those legends on their anniversaries of their births. For September 11th, 1897, we have the player of Stan Keck, the former guard and tackle for Princeton University. Stan was selected as an All-American in 1920 and 1920 for his great line play. The College Football Hall of Fame enshrined him in 1959. After his playing days, Keck ended up going into coaching and served as the head coach at Waynesburg University from 1947 through the 1950 season. And now we come to our feature story, a legend of the game as both a player and a coach. September 11th, 1924, Tom Landry was born. He was the former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys for 29 seasons. When one thinks of Tom Landry, the image of a well-dressed, poised man in a fedora pacing the sidelines comes to mind. He had a demeanor unlike most coaches. He rarely showed emotion from the sideline, neither in anger or in exuberation. Landry was from Mission, Texas, and he attended the University of Texas, where he played football for the Longhorns. Landry was a pretty talented player at that, and a well-rounded as he played cornerback, punter, quarterback, and halfback. Most people don't realize that he played professionally as well, being drafted 128th overall in the All-American Football Conference's 1948 draft by the New York Yankees. Tom played with the Yanks, and then after the AAFC folded in 1949, he switched to the NFL to play with the New York Giants, who had drafted him actually in 1947's NFL draft and held his league rights. Tom Landry received his first glimpse of coaching as a Giant when head coach Steve Owen asked the young Landry to step up in front of the rest of the group and explain the 6-1-4 defense to his teammates. He stayed with the Giants for a couple more seasons and was voted as an All-Pro in 1954. In 1954 and 1955, with Steve Owen out as coach, Landry served as a player, assistant coach under new head man Jim Lee Howell. Landry was a defensive coordinator, while a man named Vince Lombardi was in charge of the Giants' offense. Landry ended his career after the 1955 season with 32 interceptions and a mere 80 games played. Early in the 1960 season, before they were even officially existed, Tom Landry was hired as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. The first-year coach had some tough sledding as his team went 0-11-1. The Cowboys owner, Clint Murchison Jr., had faith in Landry, though, as he promptly signed him to a 10-year extension. The patience paid off as the team improved, and in 1966, the team won 10 games and earned the right to play Lombardi's Packers in the NFL Championship game. His tenure as the Dallas headman lasted an amazing record of 29 years. With the Giants, he developed the 4-3 defense, creating the position of middle linebacker, brought the use of the shotgun offense out of mothballs, innovated the flex defense, and trained his running backs to run through any open space, not to a specific hole opened up by design. He taught his players to fully concentrate on their tasks, and so as not to lose focus, he trained them in almost mechanical shifts as a player sets during the offensive cadence. He was to have said that since he and his players were so busy concentrating on doing their jobs, they had no time to be emotional. Landry coached teams in Dallas, made the Super Bowl 5 times, winning 2 of them, and he was a Bart Starr quarterback sneak away in the Ice Bowl from a 6th. In 1990, Coach Landry was selected to enter the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Most importantly, Tom Landry was a Christian, a God-fearing man. He was a gentleman and distinguished, and he was known as God's coach. September 11th, 1978, Ed Reed, the former safety for the University of Miami Hurricanes, was born. The prolific safety was drafted as the 24th overall pick in the 2002 NFL Draft by the Baltimore Ravens, and Reed played his entire 12-year career there. Reed started all 16 games as a rookie and ended up being the 2004 Defensive Player of the Year. He also played in 6 Pro Bowls. Ed was a ball hawk, as he had 64 interceptions in 167 games played, scoring 7 touchdowns. Ed Reed was selected to enter both the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the College Football Hall of Fame. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.